We all know there's a ton of different fun popcorn flavors at Disney, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you could create your own flavor of popcorn, what would you, what is your little flavor profile?
I got strawberry quick.
Oh.
Like a vanilla and strawberry popcorn mix that mm-hmm. would taste like
strawberry quick.
Strawberry quick or like what's that breakfast cereal that is
Frankenberry.
Yeah, like Frankenberry cereal.
Ooh, I Yum. Love that.
Yeah, that just okay, so let's add on to that. Where would they serve that?
Where would they serve that?
I gotta think. I think
may I offer a suggestion?
Yes.
I was thinking Cheshire Cafe. As soon as you said the strawberry quick, like the super sweet stuff, I'm thinking like somewhere in Fantasyland, and that was the first thing that popped into my head.
Yeah, and it would be kind of, you could even do the milk-flavored ones purple, so it would be like pink and purple like the Cheshire Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
Love it.
Okay, there it is. Strawberry quick popcorn. Served in the Cheshire Cat Cafe or whatever it's called. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay. Or is that at Storybook Treats where they serve the Cheshire Cat Tail?
No, it's Cheshire Cat Cafe.
Okay.
I'm going to go with salt and vinegar.
Delish.
Mm-hmm. Because that's my favorite.
Have you had that flavor of pistachios?
No.
Amazing.
Okay, adding that to my list.
Yeah.
And I think it would go well in the England Pavilion.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
They could almost serve that as another side with the fish and chips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you put vinegar with your fish, so almost serve the fish on a bed of salt and vinegar popcorn.
Mm.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
They could make fish nuggies with salt and vinegar popcorn.
Bingo.
We need to be hired by the Disney company.
Josh, I'm just saying. Give me a call.
TM. for all four of the ideas you're going to hear tonight, TM.
TM.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would do like a watermelon tahine popcorn.
Yes.
In Living with the Land.
Oh.
Right? Be sold out in a little car outside of there.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you could maybe find it in the Mexican Pavilion, too.
Maybe.
In the summer.
Yeah, maybe.
As a possibly. Summer special.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even in Animal Kingdom.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in all of the parks, because it's that damn good.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Maybe each one of these flavors could have its own location in each of the parks.
Yes.
Yes.
And Disney Springs.
Yes.
Okay.
And oh, the popcorn buckets we could sell.
Right?
Mm-hmm. With our faces on them.
Maybe not. Oh, that was beautiful. That should be our thumbnail, but
nobody got the picture, thankfully.
Okay, I'm going to take this a little bit more boring. However, for those of you that know me well, you know that I'm kind of obsessed with all things corn.
As normal people are. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking like a Mexican street corn flavored popcorn.
Yes.
Holy cannoli.
Like a just a strong buttery flavor.
Yes. With a little bit of tahine on the top and then some cotija cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
Chicken on top of it. So like when it's still warm, so it melts just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm about it.
We need to have a popcorn party.
We do.
We could make, I don't know, we probably couldn't make mine, but all of yours you could probably make.
We can make yours too. We'll go get some strawberry quick and do it.
Experiment.
Yeah. They need like a make your own, like a company that you submit flavors of popcorn to and they'll make it and deliver it.
I'm sure if we search the internet close enough, there's probably one out there.
Probably.
Let's check the interwebs after we're done recording.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Always want popcorn.
Popcorn's the best.
It's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's why I go to the movies.
It's good for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't go to the movies for the movies. It's all about the popcorn and the M&Ms. Hi, I'm Scott.
I'm Candace.
I'm Lacey.
And I'm Lariah.
grab a drink, and come hang with us at the Hangar Bar.
Before we start the episode, in our question of the day, I just made reference to popcorn and M&Ms. I have to tell a quick story that's completely not... Well, it is Disney related, isn't it?
No.
What movie were we watching?
Peanuts.
So we went to see the Peanuts movie 10 years ago, right? Whenever that came out.
Whenever that came out.
That was that long ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. But I had my big bucket of popcorn, and one of my favorite things to do is dump a bag of M&Ms in the popcorn so you get that salty, the buttery, and the sweet, and all of that. And I was just sitting there eating, and I got full. So I put my container of popcorn in the cup holder, and in the next seat over, we were in those dream loungers that you can put your feet up in. In the next one over, like not in the same. Candace and I were in the same dream lounger. I just have to make sure this
Be very clear.
Because there was a little girl sitting in the next dream lounger over. And she had her own thing of popcorn, and she was so engrossed in the movie that she just kept reaching into her popcorn bucket. But finally, at some point, she just made it far enough that she reached into my popcorn bucket, and she pulled out an M&M. She's like, "Mom, I got an M&M. Where did you get that? It was in my popcorn." I didn't say anything. She had a Disney magical moment in a non-Disney movie. It was pretty phenomenal.
Which is proof that Disney magic can take place anywhere.
That's right. When we're around, Disney magic takes place.
That's right.
Your little Tinkerbells.
We are.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I love
we suffer
that story.
If we don't have enough attention.
Relatable.
Yeah, that's one of those little stories that just hangs with you forever, because that little girl was so excited, because she just, it was probably even a brown M&M, and like,
"I got chocolate."
"Where did you get that?"
"It's in my popcorn."
I'm sure Mom was thinking, "Did you dig that out from the side of the chair? Did you get it off the floor?"
That's where my mind would go, for sure.
Yeah, but I watched it happen. She just reached into my popcorn bucket and pulled out a handful of popcorn with an M&M, and she's like, it was amazing.
Best day ever.
Okay, so I just had to get that story out since we were talking about popcorn, and it's one of my favorite stories. So let's talk a little bit about what we want to talk about today in today's episode. We are typically very positive people.
I have my moments.
We don't like to talk about the things that we don't like about Disney.
Typically.
It's a very rare occurrence when we talk, well, other than Candace and the Frozen Ever After ride, we are generally very positive about everything Disney.
Fair enough.
So what we're going to do today, though, is we're going to flip the script a little bit, and we're going to come up with our bottom 20. We're going to go through each of the theme parks and Disney Springs and pick out our four least favorite things in each of those areas. So that comes up with our 20 least favorite things in the Disney universe.
Disney World universe. I need to be clear.
So who's going to keep track of this? Because audience, we'll let you in on a little secret. This isn't scripted. It could go completely haywire.
Which it
will.
We
have no idea what's on our worst list at this point. So you're going to discover it with us.
Mm-hmm. So where are we starting?
It's a good question. Do you want to start with probably the flagship, or do we want to start where we always start our trips and go to Disney Springs?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So since there's four of us, are we each just going to pick our least favorite thing about each area? Like, let's talk about how we want to manage this. Or do we need to come up with a list of things for each area and then narrow it down to four?
I think we should just all say our least favorite part.
Yeah. Okay. Each of us will share our least favorite part of each of the different areas that we're going to be in tonight. Who wants to go first with their least favorite part of Disney Springs?
I got mine.
Okay, go for it.
This is like, it's connected to Disney Springs. It's the water taxi area.
Tell me more, because the water taxis is probably one of my favorite ways to get around.
Yeah. It's you're on water in Florida. That and me don't mix well.
Because of what's potentially in the water?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the water taxi's fault, though.
Well,
why not just down the water surrounding it?
Yeah, the water.
There's okay, so not the taxi.
No, the taxi.
But she's nervous the whole time. I get why the experience is a net negative. I get it.
It's the water.
So we're never going to get her into the boats, the car boats things.
The amphicars?
Yeah, the amphicars.
Never.
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 Well, there's some reasons for that besides the water.
Never.
They're expensive.
Yeah, they're really expensive.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay that to be crying in a boat.
Right. And in those, you could actually reach your hand over and put your hand in the water.
I would probably be passed out the entire time.
This is fun. I'm going to spend my $250. Throw Lariah in the trunk. She's passed out again. So the water taxis. Mm-hmm. Who else has got one?
So I just said water in general and the inhabitants thereof.
Okay. There it is. And when you're done with the list, you'll have to send it to me because I'll put it in the show notes so people can follow along with what we talk about.
Perfect.
Okay. So for me, I'm also going to kind of go transportation-y. The bus stops are hard to get to. They seem to be far away from everything.
Yes. Because they are.
And just the way the buses are set up for Disney Springs leaves a lot to be desired, in my opinion. They could find a better way to do transportation from resorts that aren't boat related to Disney Springs.
I will tell you, though, that when the area was downtown Disney, the bus stops actually made a lot more sense where they are, because that was kind of the heart of downtown Disney before it went through the refurb and the reimagination. So I get it. I understand. It's valid. I'm just putting it in a little context.
Yeah. So I'm going to flip that for just a second, and I'm going to put this into the universe that I think Disney Springs should be a Skyliner stop.
I disagree.
Why?
There is enough crap in, I've never been on the Skyliner, so I probably don't have any room to say this at all, but I'm going to. I do not appreciate the industry that transportation mode brings to the Skyline.
Okay.
There's wires, there's poles, there's cars flying around. And really, it doesn't make a lot of sense, because if it's too windy, they don't run. If there's lightning in the area, they don't run. They just stop. And it doesn't matter if there's people up there or not. They just stop. And I think the more stations you put around to get people from A to B on a Skyliner, it's just going to look like trash pretty soon.
Okay. I'll buy that. Okay. Lacey, Candace, least favorite parts of Disney Springs?
I'm going to be a hater here, but I'm going to say Gideon's Bakery.
Okay. Gideon's Bakehouse.
Mm-hmm. Because never had it, but I just feel like it just seems so overhyped, and I kind of just roll my eyes at it and the people waiting in line for that cookie. So
$6 for a cookie? Good Lord.
Yeah.
I like that one, because there's probably better desserts within Disney Springs without having to get on a wait list to get into a bake shop.
And there gets to be more and more dessert spots all the time.
Okay, Candace?
I would have to say probably the complex that houses both Rainforest Cafe and T-Rex.
Okay, tell us why.
Because, in my opinion, and I realize they're not Disney-owned restaurants, they're Landry's company, which is fine, but they don't meet the quality that most Disney things do. Like, they're showy and they're kitschy and they're expensive. And yes, the portions are ginormous. But, like, I feel like the, specifically for the Rainforest Cafe, I feel like the animal animatronics in there are subpar at the very best. And if that's somebody's first impression of what they're going to experience on a Disney vacation that's not been there before, that's going to be a letdown. Be like, we paid this for this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you can go to the Rainforest Cafe at, like, other places around the world. Like,
right.
Why would you go to that restaurant at Disney when you could go to a Disney restaurant that you can't go anywhere else?
Yep. And here's an honorable mention hot take. This one won't make our list, but Disney Springs is just a mall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I still love going there. It's slow
fantastic
introduction.
Mall.
It's a slow introduction into the Disney universe when you go, or the Disney bubble when you go, but it's still just a mall. Mm-hmm. With a lot of overpriced stores.
Yep.
There's my honorable mention hot take. Okay, let's move into our first park. Let's start with Hollywood Studios.
Candace.
We're gonna move to the one that it's we're gonna move from where I think it's gonna be the easiest to find negative things to the hardest to find negative things. So we'll start in Hollywood Studios.
Okay, I'll go. And I know I can't say the whole thing. I would have to say probably as sad as this makes me, I would have to say the entrance plaza to the park and the area that looks like old Hollywood. So okay. Like leading down to Sunset Boulevard, that front area of the park.
Okay.
For me. Like the Echo Lake section is fine. But that first part is just because it's just gift shop after gift shop after gift shop after gift shop. And it's all very set like, and there's just nothing genuine about it. And it's like, okay. It's where the money grab starts, and it's very transparent that that's what it is.
Yeah, and that's the only part of that park that hasn't kind of made it into what they're trying to make all of Hollywood Studios yet. That's still very much, like you said, it's set-like. It's showing you about the movies versus immersing you in the movies.
Right, and the thing about it is, and I noticed this on our last trip when we were there in February, that, like, okay, so you've got this big, beautiful area that they've done such a beautiful job with of Galaxy's Edge, which for me to say that and not be a Star Wars person is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed. But, like, there's shops and things back in there, too. So why do you need an entire gift shop at the front of the park full of Star Wars crap when you can go back to that section of the park and get it? Like, repurpose those spaces into making more sense. Put something where you have an animation studio or something like that where you could watch animators draw. Something like that. Like, pull some of the Disney history back into it.
You know, that was going to be mine, was that gift shop in particular. I don't know what it's called exactly. Might be Disney Studio Store. It is in the front of the park, though, like on Hollywood Boulevard. And I remember going in there and it was completely full of Star Wars things. I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan, but I was hoping for something more Hollywood Studios, and it was really hard to find something. I'm sure there are other places, but that really, I don't know. I think about it, I'm like, why would they not just have that stuff in Galaxy's Edge? Which I'm sure they do, but.
Oh, yeah, it's there too. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like they want to be like, oh, don't forget to pick this up. You need to spend some money.
Yeah.
Here's this. Don't forget that. You want it real bad.
Yeah, you decided not to get this in Galaxy's Edge, so get it now.
Right, don't leave the park without it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
Yeah, it's a good one. going to give a hot, and I think this is going to be another hot take. I'll probably get some looks in the room. My least favorite part of Hollywood Studios right now is Rock and Roller Coaster.
What?
Love the roller coaster. Love the theming. It's dated.
Yeah,
it's pretty dated.
It's old. Like, the girl's showing her age a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think, again, that doesn't live into immersing you in the movies. It immerses you in a story, air quote story, but I think they could bring you into the movies better. And again, I will make my pitch until I'm blue in the face. They need to retheme that after the Muppets Mayhem.
Electric Mayhem?
The Electric Mayhem. Mm-hmm. Because that would allow them to immerse you in the silliness of a Muppet story. Just like they immerse you into the Hollywood Tower of Terror. They immerse you into a fictional universe in Galaxy's Edge and Toy Story Land and all those things. Even Mickey and Minnie's, they take you from a real building into a fictional story. Like, that's what they're trying to do with more of Hollywood Studios, and I really think they need to make that a Electric Mayhem. You get into the silliness of a Muppet story.
So let me pose this question to you, though. With that as far away as it is from Muppet's Courtyard, how do you explain the disconnect? Or would you pick it up and move it?
They don't have room to pick it up and move it, but what they could do, again, the Muppet's Courtyard is showing its age as well. They could almost move the Lightning McQueen Racing Academy
away completely. I agree.
Either, if they're not going to remove it away completely, move it over to that area, get it closer to Toy Story Land, where you're doing more of your Pixar and your Disney animation things together, and then make that area back there more of your Muppets Courtyard. Do a new, update the theater, the 3D theater show that you have back there. Put in a better Pizza Rizzo with like fancy pizza instead of the puffy pizzas. Like, just take that area and turn it into a Muppet story. And have that be like a Muppet Land,
mm-hmm,
instead of just Muppet Courtyard where you like go to that. See Muppet things.
I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
And it does kind of fit into the old Hollywood, because,
mm-hmm, right,
face it, the Muppets were a while ago.
And they keep trying things to bring
them
back.
They do.
They're not doing the right things to bring them back, but...
But Jim Henson's not around, right, either, so...
And I will say, like, complete tangent, I don't think the Electric Mayhem show on Disney Plus gets enough credit, because it actually was, I think, a pretty good story.
Okay, nice tangent.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Rock and Roller Coaster is my least favorite part of Hollywood Studios
on the list. So noted.
Mine's gonna be a hot take as well, especially with our group. I am not the biggest fan of the Flying Saucers area in Toy Story Land.
Ooh. Rude.
Kind of rude.
It's very rude, yeah.
And it's just that specific area right there. Like, over where Slinky Dog dashes is fine. The entrance to Toy Story Land is fine. Even by Midway Mania, which is, like, right next to Flying Saucers, is fine. Mm. It's just that...
It's not really, though.
Is it not?
No.
Oh, my memory is like...
Yeah, so you have Swirling Saucers, like, as you come out of Galaxy's Edge, you have Swirling Saucers, if you're coming from Galaxy's Edge, sitting to your left, and to the right is the Tinker Toy bathrooms.
Okay, yes.
Cootie.
Right. Yeah, Cootie bathrooms, sorry.
That's crazy, though, because when we were in line for those, I just got the most... I felt like my experience was opposite of yours, because all I could think about was I felt like I was in Pizza Planet.
I wish I felt like that, but it was just too theme parky for me.
Okay.
I get that. I can see that, though, because it feels more like a line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm, it runs adjacent, I think, probably to Navi River Journey, and we've all talked about that before.
Yes,
we have.
Where it's not themed as good as it could be. And I mean, yeah, it's cute and it's colorful and all that, but you can't make rope interesting, just like you can't make pipes interesting. Got to give us more.
Put that on a t-shirt. TM.
I don't think I will. But thanks.
Make pipes interesting.
Goodness. Yeah, I can see that. That attraction itself is... It almost feels a little out of placey. Mm-hmm. Like, everything else is something built in Andy's yard.
Yeah.
It's like afterthought.
Right.
Just because they, like, we needed another ride.
We needed a people eater.
Yep.
That, yeah. So I get that. Because that's the only one that doesn't feel or doesn't have that look and feel of being something that Andy built.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think of all the theming, but I don't think the queue is set up even in a way where it feels like it was built in Andy's yard.
No, it really doesn't, because it's not built out of boxes or anything right. like most of the other stuff in that land is. And there's a giant Buzz Lightyear right out of the ride.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which, that makes total sense, because aliens and things. But I get your point.
Yeah.
But I felt like the aliens did need some sort of representation.
Absolutely.
I could see people complaining if they weren't, because they're a pretty big side character.
They should just build a pizza planet.
I was just going to say that.
Yes. That's something that Disney just needs to start doing, is they need to start putting restaurants from movies into the parks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Harryhausen's.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, though, that Hollywood Studios is just a giant mess right now. Like, it just, the whole park just needs to be...
We could debate that for a bit. I think it's in transition. The whole park doesn't need to be...
It's been in transition for a long time.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, like, Galaxy's Edge and Toy Story Land, good. I hope it's I feel like it's heading in that direction. But right now, it just, like, makes my brain hurt. Even thinking about, like, the layout of it and everything. But I have only been there that one time, so.
You're allowed to have your opinion. Okay, so of that, what is your least favorite part of Hollywood Studios, though?
Mine is the gift shop.
The Star Wars gift shop in the front of the park?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it belongs there, and I remember being so annoyed when I was in there because I wanted something Hollywood Studios. And I think that was like our last stop before leaving. And I was like, whatever. And got my brother like a keychain or something.
Like, you can't tell me that they couldn't come up with enough merchandise that is specifically logoed to Hollywood Studios.
Right. That's what I was hoping for.
That would not be an appropriate use of that space.
Right.
Or like rides within, or like some restaurants like 50s Prime Time, like just all of it collectively in there.
That merch would be super cute.
Yeah.
Like aprons.
Yeah. And aprons, just like 50s looking. Mm-hmm. Tower of Terror.
It's close enough to 50s Prime Time. They could almost make it a 50s Prime Time gift shop.
Yeah.
That's what she just said.
I'm just adding on to that.
Mm-hmm. Let's get on this, shall we?
Yeah.
TM. Okay, so let's do an alternate for Hollywood Studios that I'm surprised nobody came up with. Star Tours.
Burn it to the ground.
Oh, my God.
I'm shocked. I am shooketh that you did not pick that as your least favorite part of Hollywood Studios.
Okay, but this is how little I think about that trash.
Oh.
I forgot it was there.
I would pay a lot of money to see your face on that ride.
You're going to have to, because no.
A lot.
Pay up.
No. It's awful. Just awful.
Is it just too bumpy for you? Is that what the thing is?
Yes. But it's not, I mean, if it was well thought out and a good, at least, storyline, I could handle some bumps and jostles. But it's just tired. The story doesn't make any sense. It's like, oh, we want a simulator ride, so we're going to come up with this half-assed story of a simulator ride that we keep trying to reimagine, but it's not working because it's all just trash. And then it's like, okay, well, what did that do besides waste 20 minutes of my time? And where it is located right now, it's never made any sense, honestly. But it's not even close to any of the other Star Wars stuff, like even Jedi Academy or whatever the heck that is. It's not even close to any of that other stuff. So it really doesn't make any sense. None.
Yeah, they could use that space to do something better, I think, movie-related or whatever.
Kind of in a word, it's pandering. It's like we're just trying to, you know, meet everybody's needs and be everything to everybody, so we're going to just plop this Star Wars piece of trash right here.
Piece of trash.
Space and trash.
It probably made more sense where it was before they put in Galaxy's Edge.
Yes.
But now that they have Galaxy's Edge, it feels out of place.
Yes, because it, like, Galaxy's Edge is over there.
Right.
And this is over here, in the front part of the park, kind of by Indiana Jones, but not really. No sense whatsoever. Yeah. None.
Yeah, like, that's one of those things that I was surprised that when they got Galaxy's Edge done, there wasn't a quick announcement that they were retheming that to be something else. But my guess is it's enough people's favorite attraction that they're not. Otherwise, they would have, right? If it was getting that much bad press, they would have done something about it. I don't know. Yeah, I've not been on it because Candace won't go with me. So it's going to take a lot of money to get her on it.
You can just help yourself to that.
Okay. We ready to hop parks?
Mm-hmm.
Let's scan our park hopper into Animal Kingdom. This one's a little bit more difficult because Animal Kingdom is one of my happy places.
Yeah, it's a near perfect park.
I've got my least favorite part of Animal Kingdom. There is no show, nighttime spectacular type show in Animal Kingdom. It's missing that. It's missing something to do. It closes so early. Because, again, when it's dark, the animals aren't out. It's Animal Kingdom. I get it. But it's missing something in the evenings to keep people there. And I know they do the Tree of Life show. They do all of that. And they can't do fireworks that close to the animals. But they had something that was... I wish I had gotten to see it, but it always looked perfect and amazing to me, was that kite tail show that they did on the lagoon, where they had these big kites of the different characters that would run around on jet skis and they would crash and people would cheer for the crashing kites, which is exactly why they don't do it anymore, because that it became more about that than the story they were trying to tell. But it's missing, to me, it's missing something nighttime spectacular-y.
Well, they did have, was it called Rivers of Light?
Yes.
Prior to that, in that same theater space, which had lit barges and that told some of the Disney stories in a different way with just music and lights and that kind of thing. But to your point, I don't think people are willing to stay in a park where they can not have a whole lot to do
right
after the animals go to sleep. But with that said, they did update the safari so that there is like a dusk time ride for that.
Mm-hmm. There's no accidents or no coincidences at Disney. How soon before Animal Kingdom gets a nighttime spectacular drone show that's going to be tested at Disney Springs this summer?
I can see that happening.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say also, I feel like Pandora area would be a nice area for a show since it's all glowy. Maybe something with like the banshees flying around.
Yep.
I know that's Avatar and it's not really like Disney, but
right,
it still would be cool. I'm an Avatar fan.
It's never stopped him before.
That is true. That is true.
Okay. Who's next in Animal Kingdom?
Mine's kind of leaning in your direction where it's not a specific part of the park. But it's how, this is my own personal experience, and I've only been once, but I found myself getting lost a lot in that park. And that's also could be a good thing, where you're just so immersed, and it all just looks so cohesive. But I was, yeah, it was very frustrating to try to navigate that park.
Yeah, it's easy to get turned around.
Yes.
I get that completely.
I am going to say Yak and Yeti needs to kick it.
Okay.
And we need just a Disney-owned restaurant in there. I like the theming of it. I like the theming of Yak and Yeti. But
nice, quiet Nepal.
Exactly. Yes. So maybe even just if Disney buys it and owns it and kind of does their own spin on it. But I just was so unimpressed with that restaurant.
We've been to it thrice.
Twice.
And I don't know that I need to go back.
No, because there's so many other delicious things.
Right. I loved it the first time.
Yeah.
Second time it was good. I'd be worried the third time it would be just...
Here we are again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially now that we've discovered Tiffin's.
Right.
Because, my lord.
Price points are different.
Oh, very much so. But worth it.
Right. Even the small bites at Nomad Lounge would be just as good, if not better.
Yes.
Than sitting down for a meal at Yak and Yeti, in my opinion.
Agree.
Yak and Yeti reminds me of P.F. Chang's.
Yep.
I can see why you say that.
The same food.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, that was
a good
one.
And actually, the owners of Yak and Yeti are the same people that own Rainforest Cafe and T-Rex.
Huh.
And there is a Rainforest Cafe at the entrance of Animal Kingdom as well.
Oh, there is, isn't there?
Sure is.
Yep. Okay, how many do we have for Animal Kingdom?
Three.
So okay. And I have the honorable mention in my head.
Can I have a used to be?
Nope.
It has to be current. It
has to be current.
Okay, dang it.
Depending on what you pick, I have two alternates too.
This is probably, again, I have no room to say this because I've never been on the attraction. Cali River Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
I think it started off in a good frame of mind with, you know, educating guests about logging and that industry. I think it got too preachy too fast. And I think once they took that story away from it, it's just a run-of-the-mill raft ride that I would not wait any length of time in a line for. And I don't want to get that wet because then you squish all day in your shoes.
That's what she said.
No. Where I think if they... I think there's hope for it, though. Like, if they rethemed it to something else.
And made it twice as long.
That's what she said.
And twice as rapidity.
And that's what she said, too.
Not without struggles. I think there's some hope for it, but as it stands now, no, I'm not going to waste my time.
Yeah, agreed. I went on it once. I have no desire to go back.
Right. Also, I just thought of another one. Can I?
Mm-hmm. You can do the first honorable mention.
Okay. Honorable mention. They need to come up with some sort of a mid-level snack that is not completely savory, but not sickly sweet.
Yeah.
Because it seems like those are the kind of snacks that you can find there. And I think they need something middle of the road.
I agree.
Good call. My honorable mention is something that they're dealing with now that will not be on the list in a year or two, but Dinoland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's so little there right now, and nobody understands the story anymore, that I think that whole land is probably one of my... Like, our last trip, I had no desire to go over there. Like, I didn't need to go into Dinoland. I was fine.
Like, whose fault is that, though? Is that Disney's fault for not exploiting that story a little bit more? Because if you know the story of it, it's a cute story, and it makes a lot of sense, and it makes you appreciate that area of the park more. I just don't think that it's been explained enough.
But how do you explain it? Like, the only thing they could do, the only thing Disney, I think, could have done to tell that story more, that's, okay, so we're going to go on a little bit of a tangent. That is the risk Disney takes on telling original stories.
True.
When you tell an original story and it doesn't slap people in the face, unfortunately, humans are dumb. Individual humans are smart. groups of humans are dumb. Every time. That's a law of nature. You put a million people into Animal Kingdom, there's going to be a few individuals that will look around tight enough to see that, oh, here's a cohesive story that's being told. The majority of us will walk in and be like, why am I standing in a parking lot? This just seems lazy. The only thing Disney could have done to make that part of the park stand out more is same thing they did with Pirates of the Caribbean. Make a movie about it. Make a show about it. Like, they could have lived into, hey, we're creating a, like, I don't know what they would title it, but do their own dinosaur type movie that has the Hester and
Chester
storyline in it that talks about the people doing research. And the problem with that is they just basically, they'd be accused of remaking Jurassic Park.
Right.
So, like, that was the danger of them telling an original story in their theme park as a land by itself. So, lesson learned, they're going to do Encanto, they're going to do Zootopia, they're going to do something that people will instantly recognize because that's where they're going to draw people in, because right now not enough people are going to that part of the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It also just felt, me not knowing the story, it just felt kind of random, too.
Right.
And disjointed.
Yeah.
Why are there carnival games in Dino Land?
Yeah.
Why is this a parking lot? Did Disney just run out of money to theme the ground as well as Disney likes to theme the ground? But then when you think about it, Disney doesn't do anything by accident. Why are we standing on a parking lot? Let's look around and see if we can figure out what else is going on. But so few people in the moment will do that. They'll be like, wait a minute, there's a poop river in Magic Kingdom, and they did that so intentionally. Is this just as intentional as that is?
And the answer to that is yes. 100% yes.
But it doesn't have the same catchy story that a poop river in Colonial America does that just becomes viral in more ways than one.
Typhoid, anyone?
Oh, the number of times we've mentioned Poop River on this podcast is probably too high, but I love it all the same.
No, it's not high enough.
Okay, so we're done in Animal Kingdom, right?
Bad things live in that river too, Lariah.
Fine. Let's not think about that.
They're alive too.
Let's not think about that.
Let's think about it.
Focus on the positive.
All right, let's move on.
Okay, Candace, I'm going to make you go first in this one because I know what your answer is going to be. We're going to scan our park hopping badge into our park hopping magic band straight into Epcot. The fact that you're thinking about it is blowing my mind right now.
I mean, I'm not going to go for the obvious answer because I gripe about that all the time. And it still hasn't changed, so clearly it's not doing any good.
So there's a plug for our podcast, folks. If you want Candace's opinion to go further, we need more listeners of our podcast. Please, when you're listening to this, take a moment, share it with your network. If you're listening to us on Spotify or on any pod, Apple, whatever, grab the link,
YouTube,
share it to your socials, have people come find us so Candace's opinion about the Frozen Ever After ride can make it to a broader audience. We need your help. Mm-hmm. That was a good segue into kind of a social media plug.
It really was. Okay. I have it. My least favorite thing about Epcot is people that get carried away with drinking around the world and acting like fools.
Yes.
Yeah.
The t-shirts, the hey, we're gonna go with the intention of getting plastered. Mm-hmm. You are still in a Disney theme park. Don't be that person. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't even understand that. Like, we've joked in a past couple episodes and with in a few episodes back and with friends about how expensive our cover charge was to drink for 3 hours at Nomad Lounge. We still were not drinking to get drunk.
No.
We were just sitting there enjoying cocktails and conversation and all that kind of thing. But people go purposely to get stupid drunk in World Showcase.
And do real stupid things.
And it just, I don't understand it. I don't get it. Don't do it.
I'm like, have more respect for yourself than that. If you're not going to respect the people around you, which includes children, respect yourself enough to not do that.
And here's my thing, too. How does anybody get, like, blackout drunk drinking around the world? I've had those cocktails. They are not strong.
Okay, but think about it. You're in the heat, so you're dehydrated in the first place. If you don't back up with some carbs or something like that to absorb some of that, and you just go from spot to spot to spot to spot and drink, you're going to get there faster than you realize.
Yeah, if you make it around the world in 2 hours and you've had a cocktail in every country, you're probably going to feel that.
Go on a carnival cruise if you want to act like that.
Exactly. Go to Six Flags.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can drink at Six Flags, but go there. Okay. Epcot, ladies.
Mine. I have an honorable mention if
it doesn't come up.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, mine is one that I talk about all the time because Epcot is my all-time favorite park. It is near perfect. Okay. Except they need to bring Lieutenant Dan back to Mission Space. Otherwise, I'm not writing it. I would write it again if he was back, but they took him away.
You would write the green again, not the orange.
Unless I took a Dramamine.
Yes.
And probably didn't eat right before. Right.
Yes, Lieutenant Dan missing is one of the travesties of the 21st century.
Truly. Thank you for saying that.
It's the truth.
All right.
Okay, Lariah.
This may be a little spicy, but the area around the Epcot ball, like the entrance, I hate it. Besides the ball.
I'm going to make you pick something different because I made Candace not do a used to be.
Okay.
That area has changed you were there. A lot. There's a lot that's changed in that area that's right around Spaceship Earth.
Okay.
So I'm going to make you pick something different because that's a used to be.
And when we were there last, there was a bunch of construction. Like there were walls. Yeah,
there
and crap.
Was, but still, like even behind the ball.
So
that's what she said.
Behind Spaceship Earth, behind the big Epcot ball now is where you find your Walt statue.
It's Celebration Gardens.
Like they've made it kind of. That's where you find Moana's Journey with Water is back in kind of that general vicinity as well.
Okay,
they've made a lot of changes.
Okay.
To that part,
I will happily pick something different then because.
And so next time you go, you can go back to that being your least favorite part if you want, but because it has changed so much, I think you need to pick something different.
Okay. I did have another thing in mind. What was it?
Do you want to think about it for a minute? Because I got mine locked and loaded.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Mine is one specific moment in Spaceship Earth. When you go up into seeing the Earth and they turn you around to come back down. I think that has become so dated and so boring that it makes the overall attraction less desirable. They need to do something with the end part of that attraction to make it more connect you more of what they're trying to do with Epcot as a whole.
Before the current iteration, they did have things to look at, and it was amazing, and it was beautiful. But that was before they put the stupid game on the screen in the cars.
I have done every combination now, so that
it's all the same.
Yeah, it is boring now because I don't.
And they also need to fix their camera. Like we went on Spaceship Earth twice and I never got a good picture.
Because you had a hat on.
They need to fix their camera then. that's a them issue, not a me issue.
I agree.
So yeah, the camera and the backwards part of Spaceship Earth is my least favorite part of Epcot right now. And then I have an honorable mention too.
Okay. I have it. But my memory is a little fuzzy, so you might have to help me remember. Sure. Lacey.
Yeah.
The area where we met Baymax.
Okay.
In those little centers. I'm not sure. I can't clearly remember if they were like gift shops or just meet and greet centers. But that little area seemed too flashy.
Convention-y. To
me. Convention-y. Yeah.
It's not there anymore.
No.
So.
It is. God,
but it's been repurposed.
It's been repurposed, but the area is still there. I'm going to let that one fly.
Okay.
Because that area is very, it feels like convention center.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the way the building is built across, the way it, right there by the Connections Eatery. There's that gift shop. There's the restaurant there. There's Club Cool. There's all of those things back in there that, yes, they used to do some meet and greets that were kind of dark and dank and that kind of thing. Those, I think those have been updated and repurposed. But that overall area, the only thing that I think it's kind of good for is to get out of the rain.
Okay.
Like, other than that, the seats aren't comfortable. It gets noisy in there. It just feels very convention hall-y. So I'm going to I'll let you go with that one. Even though it's changed a lot, that one's still, I can see why somebody would say this part of this park is one of my least favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say that the best part of that park is the Land Pavilion.
Okay. Yeah. Of course.
Of course. Okay. What's your honorable mention?
My honorable mention is eating on top of trash cans.
Yes.
Just ew.
I feel like that is on like dominoed a little bit from the drunk people, because I feel like it's a lot of the drunk people eating.
I think it's become a thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like a rite of passage. Like, you've not been to Epcot unless you've eaten on top of a trash can. I'm like, excuse me, I've been there 9 times. And I have never eaten on top of a trash can.
And I never will.
No. Yeah,
you can go on Etsy right now and people are selling tablecloths for the top of trash cans.
No, Lariah, you don't need one.
I'm not. No, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
What?
That's how popular eating off the top of a trash can has become, is you can buy tablecloths that are designed to fit on top of Disney trash cans.
Okay, I have something to say. Get a life.
Yeah.
Oh. Spicy.
Well, gross.
I know.
Grow up. Come on.
They should come up with some sort of like table, but like a high top table, no chairs, just like places around and like paint them. I don't know.
They have them. Because we saw them. We used some of them.
Mm-hmm.
They just need more of them.
Mm. Yes. They need more tables. They, with all the festivals and that kind of thing, they need more seating. Okay. So my honorable mention is also something in progress, but there's still too many construction walls.
Agree.
Around Epcot. It's just, it makes it hard to navigate. It's not interesting to look at. All of those things. Just way too many construction walls. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lariah.
I have our third honorable mention.
Okay.
She's lit up now.
Ew.
The purple wall. Get out.
Do you want to make that your least favorite part? We can...
Kind of, actually.
Okay, let's make that hers. Like the purple Instagram wall.
You know, do your thing, okay? But I don't get the
it's
hype.
It's not even like a mural. Like, no. If it was a mural, then cool. On board. But it's a purple wall.
Yeah. Like, even if it was like the popsicle sticks coming out of Midway Mania, that's a more Instagrammable wall than just geodesic shapes on a wall. Like, even if they were to put mouse ears to where you could stand in front of it and look like you had mouse ears.
Mm-hmm.
Do something Disney related with it.
Yeah.
Versus just let's plop a photographer in front of a purple wall.
They have photographers now?
They do, because the lines were getting too long of people doing selfies. That now, to do that, they just park a photo pass photographer there.
Like, surely you have a popcorn bucket to wait 8 hours in a line for. Go away.
Okay, we are strapping on our magic bands, and we are hopping on over to Magic Kingdom. Last but certainly not least, what are our least favorite parts of Magic Kingdom?
I have mine.
Go for it.
But go ahead.
This was Family Treehouse.
You love that.
No. It They could make it cool, but not at it. Was just too much. Okay, of a
but here's the thing: can they?
They probably could. They could find a way.
You really hated it that much?
I did. It really annoyed me. It really pissed me off.
Oh.
Wow.
How does a treehouse piss somebody off? That's what I would like to know.
I mean, yeah, wow. It was a little lame, but I'm not mad we did it.
I was real disappointed.
Have you watched Swiss Family Robinson?
No, and I will not.
Why?
Because the treehouse made me so mad.
It scarred her for life.
Next time we go on, I'm going to push you off of it, and you're going to appreciate it. Sounds like a you problem.
Appreciate this, dang it.
Yeah.
Everyone is allowed to have their own opinion. She doesn't like the Swiss Family Treehouse. I've not been on it, so I can't say.
Same. I've not climbed the stairs, and I won't. So,
well, I would love to give a tour on that.
Would you? To the left, here's a branch.
I would.
To the right, here's a couple leaves.
I would.
See,
I would.
Oh, now we're going into Jungle Cruise territory. I do wonder, though, if you were to watch the movie and then do the treehouse to where you could connect more with the props and that kind of thing that were there, if that would make a difference. Or if it was just like, this is dumb. Why is this here?
You know, on my Disney bucket list, I will jot that down. Next time we're there, I'm going to watch that movie and I'm going to go on it and see if that makes a difference.
Give it a second try.
Mm-hmm. I'll give it a second try. But for now, it stands my least favorite thing.
Okay. Candace, you were locked and loaded with your least favorite part of Magic Kingdom. I bet I know what it is. But go for it.
Storybook Circus.
It isn't what I thought it was going to be.
Goodbye. Is it kind of like a dinosaur?
They need to bring back Toontown.
Yes.
Having seen it as it was,
mm-hmm.
and then what it has become, they did it dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's not really a lot there. There's the Dumbo ride. There's an entrance to the train. There's the splash pad for kids. And there's that big gift shop. What else is
and
there?
And then meet and greet and Barnstormer's back there.
Oh, yeah, Barnstormer's back there.
Yeah, but they
which
do
which doesn't
lot of...
even fit in Storybook Circus now.
No, not really.
Like, theming, it's no longer appropriate.
No.
When it was Mickey's Toontown, a goofy...
It fit.
A goofy roller coaster made sense.
Yes.
Okay, I'm on board.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one of those areas that I'm just like, meh.
Yeah.
I go through it to get to the train stop. Because I'm not a big fan of, like, the Dumbo-esque ride. I would never say take away the Dumbo rides, because that's one of the few things everybody can do. Mm-hmm. But it's just not something that I'm interested in doing. Like, that's not going to add to my trip. So, other than that, I'm not going to go on Barnstormer, because I'm a big guy, and that doesn't look like a big guy roller coaster. Getting on the train is the only reason I need to go into Storybook Circus.
Well, plus they have some pretty tasty snacks in the gift shop.
That's true, but they could put those anywhere.
They can, and they do.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to let Lacey do the last of the Magic Kingdom ones. My least favorite part of Magic Kingdom, Gaston's cinnamon roll.
Oh.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just, the further I get away from that cinnamon roll, the worse it was. I will honestly give it another try just because I'm with food. It can be so, like, depending on the day, depending on whatever, it's so widely different. I wouldn't get one just for myself. I probably wouldn't get one for just two people. I would want multiple people so you didn't have to eat as much of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would try it one more time. But right now, that I would call that one of my least favorite things, or my least favorite thing in Magic Kingdom.
I'm not eating that ever again. Not even part of it.
See, cinnamon rolls are good. They could have just had a bad day.
But it's also a cinnamon roll.
Right. You can get them anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think part of my disdain for that, now that I've had it, is just how much people hype them up, and then how bad my experience was with it. Like, you watch most social media influencers, like YouTubers, They're like, this is one of the top snacks. It's usually in the top two or three snacks of everybody's list. Mm-hmm. It is at the bottom of my snacks list. And I'm a person that loves sweets.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's saying a lot.
And it's pretty hard to screw up a cinnamon roll. So it is. That raises concern.
And yet they figured out how.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even if it was just that one day, they figured out how. Okay. Lacey.
Okay. Hear me out. My least favorite part about Magic Kingdom is Liberty Square because, okay, listen. I think that they need to add more Haunted Mansion stuff, okay? I love how it is. I love the Poop River.
Thank you.
All about the Poop River. I love Haunted Mansion, obviously. Sleepy Hollow. Okay. We need more, like, you know, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. We need that to, like, come back in that area. Or I think what needs to happen is Haunted Mansion. I want there to be a part of that ride that is after dark hours only, where it is a ride through the cemetery in your buggy in an actual, like, outside in, like, a makeshift cemetery. I think that area of the park needs more, and it makes me sad thinking about how much potential it has. So, okay, be more creepy.
I like it. They could also, in Liberty Square area, they could do an Ichabod Crane thing.
They should. I mean, he's got his music shop right there, but right.
They could do another attraction. They could do any number of things. Do we have any honorable mentions for Magic Kingdom, or do we kind of like everything else?
Entitled People.
That's a good honorable mention, because mm-hmm. Disney really can't control that.
No.
Oh, I have another one, too.
I just, the thing that popped into my head was Seven Dwarfs Mine Train needs about an inch and a half more leg room in the cars.
Yeah, yes. They're very squishy.
Again,
yeah.
I'm not a small dude, and I love that roller coaster, but it gets tight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not tight width-wise, it's tight depth-wise. It's like flying on an airplane seat.
Oh, it's tight width-wise, too.
Well, that's a me problem, not a Disney problem. But the distance from my hips to my knees, they could have made those cars 6 inches longer and given each car an extra 3 inches of leg room. Okay, Lacey, what was your honorable mention?
None of us said the obvious. Goodbye, Astrid Orbiter.
Astro Orbiter.
Astro.
Well, I don't give a shit.
Okay, well,
I don't give a damn.
The better part of that is the Smell-O-Vator.
I think the whole thing.
Needs to go.
I think I love the idea of a ride up there to kind of view the whole park. No, not that one. Something a little slower. Okay, we want the view, not to throw up. So I'm thinking maybe Meet the Robinsons little
that
mobiles.
That popped into my head.
Really? Mm-hmm. How funny. Because mm-hmm. that movie is so underrated.
So underrated.
But like those
and
little
it would
carts.
Make perfect sense in Future World.
Exactly.
Tomorrowland?
Future World, Tomorrowland. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
You just lost your Disney license.
Just saying. Tomorrowland is the future. And you're at Disney World. They could rename it Future World. I wouldn't care. Just saying.
Whoa, Angela. Hooters is a restaurant.
Over 4,000 locations worldwide.
Okay, that was good. How did our list do? Do you want to... Now, do you want to recap our list or no? Okay, it's going to be in the show notes. So if you want to see what our list entailed, just check out the show notes wherever you're listening. It should be there. I'll make sure all 20. You just wrote down the 20, not the honorable mentions, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you'll hear our top 20, and then you'll just have to remember what our honorable mentions are. It was fun.
Yeah.
We'll have to, maybe next time we're all recording together, we should do our top things at each park.
Like our favorites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah.
That way we come up with the same 20 list of things that we really love about each of the places.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So expect that one to come out in the next few weeks as well. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Find us on our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Get my opinion out there.
Yeah. Share this with all your friends. Like, that's the only way we can grow this podcast is to have you share with your friends. Just, it doesn't take much to just click share and put it on your timeline on your social medias and let people know about us. And we appreciate you listening as always. And remember, there is a great big beautiful tomorrow.
And we'll see you real soon.